You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold.
Yeah.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's play this game.
Party time.
Let's meet the players.
Who do we have over here?
For the dudes, it's some guy named Morris. Hello, Morris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, so buddy. Glad you called. What do you do for a living, Morris?
I'm a pediatrician.
Oh, nice.
Why did you pause before you said that? Did you
did
not
you
want
just to make that up, Morris?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Can't quite read him.
I know.
A lot of whooping cough going around these days, or what?
Something like that.
Yeah. Throat cultures. Rashes. Runny noses.
Chicken pox.
Chicken pox.
Good luck to you today, Morris. Okay.
Morris,
you were a lot more
delay.
Bubbly
can
off
we,
the air,
do
Morris.
Do we need to get a different guy contestant?
What happened, Morris? You were so happy off the air. Are you there?
He hung up.
I think his phone was crapping out.
Yeah.
We need a new guy.
BRB.
303-691-1-6. He wasn't a pediatrician anyway.
I don't know.
303-691-1649. What made him so fun?
Just the way he was talking. He was very delightful when I talked to him.
He sounded like Walking Death when he was talking to
well,
us.
Well, he works with all those sick kids.
Let's meet the lady at least. Here's Julie. Julie, did you scare him off or what?
Wow.
I think I might have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're very
like going up against a pediatrician. That's a little scary.
Nah.
He was making it up.
Yeah.
I think so too.
What do you do, Julie?
I work at a very famous coffee place. Starts with an S and ends with an S.
I'm not
what's
familiar.
What's your order of choice?
Oh, gosh.
For you.
Caramel macchiato is always a really good
go-to. That's a strong one.
You know,
Grande, do you have any extra special pumps or twists or anything like that?
Swirls?
No, sometimes I'll do an extra shot of the espresso, but no.
Yeah.
I always like to ask this question of people who work at Starbucks or other coffee shops. I always like to ask, what is the order that you hate the most?
Oh, my gosh. Venti caramel ribbon frappuccino, non-fat, no whip, extra pumped, no stupid stuff.
Just like that. Yeah, right. In a chilled cup.
Chilled cup. Yeah. I want 8 ice cubes.
Double sleeve it.
Yeah, I had a lady that would bring her order in on a laminated card.
That's a bit much.
Wow. Just to make sure you didn't mess
and would she
it up?
Be able to tell if you forgot, like, you know, you put in a pump and a half instead of 2 pumps?
She'd be back up at the counter.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
You should mess
try
with
it.
Her.
She would come back to the counter holding the cup, and she'd be going like this.
No. This is
something's
not right.
I can't.
Is there a sugar packet in this?
Oh. Believe it or not, there really are people like that. But there's wonderful, lovely
it.
People.
Sure, you got your regulars that you love.
Yes, that's true.
We think you're delightful. True. So good luck to you today, okay?
Thank you.
Turns out that you're going up against this guy named Justin. Justin, you're not a pediatrician, are you?
That I am not. No. I won't pause on my answers either.
All right, what do you do?
I do field sales for telecom.
Field
sales for telecom.
I have no idea what that means.
Nobody does.
But nobody knows what that means.
Nobody knows.
I'm the annoying guy that walks into your office and tries to sell you.
Oh,
we got a lot of those here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of annoying guys here.
Well, how are you doing? Are you like in the Diamond Circle Club or something?
I love it. It's called, we have what's called Summit and 15ers where I work.
Summit 15ers?
That's what the program is called. It's like you hit your quota early or if like you're a top
You're
right?
kind of climbing the mountain to the top.
How are you
thing.
Doing in May so far?
So I'm actually pretty new, so I'm on a ramp period, but I've already hit my quota, so I'm doing good.
He's on a ramp. He's not on the mountain yet.
Right.
He's on the ramp.
Congratulations. But now you've set expectations so high that
what's after the ramp, but before a mountain? What's the next incline?
So there's like a 3-month ramp period. So you got ramp 0, ramp 1.
Ramp.
So they like let you gradually
That sounds horrible.
Do you read a lot of books on how to sell? Do you read books on sales?
I have not, no, but I've heard that it's like a good thing to do.
Just wing it.
You're just a natural.
It's all personality.
Right.
So I doubt I ever will.
It's all people skills.
You're very charismatic, so yeah, you're going to be fine.
You'll be at the top of that peak before you know
that.
Yeah, climb that ramp.
All right, here's the way this game works. Shannon is going to ask Justin some girl questions. Jeremy will ask Julie some stereotypical boy questions. Best out of three will win and be headed off to LaPeep.
Hey!
Oh. Whoa. Wow.
If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. Today it's the boys, so Justin is up first.
Awesome. Justin, if you are Team Jacob or Team Edward, what movie are you talking about?
Twilight.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, Julie, I feel bad for the next one. I'm coming in hot today, Julie. Here we go. What rock star's real name is Robert James Ritchie?
Oh my God. Little Richie?
No. But I see what you did there. That is Mr. Kid Rock. That is his real name.
Kid Rock.
Now you know.
You'll be able to share that today when people come up to the counter. Write it on their cup.
Yeah. I'm that guy, Julie, that'll go into the Starbucks and give him a fake name just to write, you know, Chuck Norris, and they holler
it out.
Super Mario.
Batman? Yeah. I'm going to do Batman next time. Yeah. I love that.
Why not? Have some fun. All right, back to Justin.
Okay, Justin. Which two characters from Friends were on a break?
I'm going to go with Rachel and Joey.
No, you got one.
You got half of it.
So close. It's Ross and Rachel.
Ross and Rachel.
That's the one I can think of.
Well,
that was pretty good, though.
That was a really good guess. That was a really good guess.
Like half a point.
No, but you do get to listen to this.
We were on the break.
Oh, so good.
All right, Julie, here's your chance to tie it up.
Julie, what is the name of the planet destroying space station in some of the Star Wars movies?
Are you kidding me?
No, it's very famous. Star Wars movies.
I'm so sorry.
It's the planet destroying space station.
I don't even know.
It's the Death Star.
It's the Death Star.
Oh, my gosh. And I have boys. I should know that.
Come on, Julie. They're going to be so mad at you today.
I'm sorry, girls. I'm so sorry.
Listen, the girls don't need any sympathy. I was coming in hot today.
I told you.
Justin, if you get this, you win the game. If you don't, Julie will have a chance to tie it up and send it to OT.
All right, let's get it.
Okay. All right, Justin, which Kardashian / Jenner has a baby with rapper Travis Scott?
That's going to be Kendall.
No! It's Kylie. Kendall doesn't have a baby.
It's Kylie.
Here's what I like, though. Don't you agree that he sounded so confident when he said it?
He really did.
I was confident.
I'm so sorry.
You oozed confidence. That's why you're a good salesman, because even when you're full of BS, you sound confident.
Oozing.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, Justin, the oozer. Isn't the truth? We've got
so many
BS artists who work in sales.
But you're a pro, Justin.
But they are confident, and they dress well, and... Julie, you need this one to send it to overtime. If not, the game is over.
All right, Julie.
All right.
All right. Okay. Where would you find a head gasket?
In the engine of your car.
Yeah, that's right.
Yay! Oh, she's so cute.
We are tied 1-1 after regulation. We go to sudden death overtime. The first one to get one right will win the game and go off to...
Justin is first. Okay, Justin. Traditionally, when do you eat the top of your wedding cake?
1 year after you get married.
That's right.
The game is over.
Oh, Julie.
Dang it.
That's
all.
A bummer.
Congratulations, Justin. You did a great job.
Well, you know.
That's the only reason I knew that.
What'd you say?
I'm getting married in a month. That's the only reason I knew that.
he's tapped into the wedding game. Oh, you poor guy.
Oh, man. She's actually listening to the show in her car.
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Her name's Ashley.
Oh, Justin and Ashley sitting in a tree.
Yeah. She's the best. She's cute, too.
She's a good kisser.
Great kisser.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Awesome.
Julie, what Starbucks do you work at?
Oh, I can tell you it's on Arapahoe in Yosemite.
All right. We'll have to come see you.
Yeah, we'll come
see you. Come on in.
Come on. You're going to be popular there today.
You know what? Before you go, sweet Julie, we do have to give you some medicine. Are you ready?
I'm brave. Go ahead. Here.
Ouch. Yeah, boys rule today. So.
Today.
Thank you for calling.
You're delightful. Go have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. Justin, we're going to send you off to have a little breakfast, so you stand by, and Shannon will tell you all about it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Good luck, buddy.
There you go. Boys Against the Girls is brought to you by Credit Union of Colorado. They are proud to sponsor Boys Against the Girls.
That was a good game, you guys.
So it's all tied up for the month. It is 2-2. And we will go at it again on Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel here at Mix 100.